Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Roger Federer, the famous tennis player.
Federer.
Federer. You know what they call him? They call him Fed Express, which is easier to say. Fed Express. So he's a 3-5 manifesting generator. He's on the right angle cross of the Sphinx in the quarter of duality. Fourth color, left fixed. Single definition. Electromagnetic 1156, electromagnetic 317, a completely unconscious 81, and then he has the 214 that's unconscious also, although the 14 he gets as a conscious gate.
Yep, very interesting with this cross of the Sphinx. You know, with the personality sun, seventh gate, you would think, and he has the whole channel, the alpha, you know, leadership, providing direction, but the anarchist, seventh gate, third line, in detriment, you know, doesn't want any role. Got to tear the old power structure down. I don't know about his career, but is he kind of like tennis's bad boy as far
No.
as, no, he's very
No,
law-abiding?
he's tennis's good boy. I mean, you know, he's considered to be, you know, he's Swiss, okay? So he's a gentleman and, you know, and I think it's only most recently. I mean, I think what's interesting about Federer is that he's now, what is he? He's 29 years old. Nadal has come on the scene. Nadal is like 5 years younger than him. I mean, he's getting into this place where all of these great athletes get, where, you know, they're not the triumphant one. I mean, he was number one in the world for 285 weeks. I mean, he came on the scene at 17, you know, and it's just been winning and winning and winning. But, you know, in the very beginning, he wasn't so great. I mean, he's a third line, so I think he's really learned how to
Well, you know.
play. But he's in a, I think he's in a particular kind of crisis. You know, he's really at that Saturn return, even though he's not a six line person, of getting married, having these twins, having meltdowns, you know.
Well, he has six lines
Yeah.
in his design, you know, that are following that kind of a strategy, that kind of trial and error roof. You know, up to the thing. And besides that, is 39th gate, six line, design moon. But what I was looking at with his chart and single definition, you know, so this is a single purpose, not divided within himself. And although no consistent conscious definition,
Right, which is noticeable.
but a manifesting generator. Talk about hit the ball, hit the ball. The channel of the beat, 14-2, the creative role model, the 1-8. You know, it's his beat, and the 1156, so searching for his beat, but
Well, and they talk about, you know, if you're into tennis, it's like he's liquid. He just moves like liquid. And it's like kind of they say that in his life too, you know, personally off the court. But he's got the beat. I mean, he really has this grace that, you know, probably as long as he's not really thinking about it, you know, and he just lets it take over,
What
he's
was
in
the
great shape.
Teflon aura? Was that the reflector?
Yeah, the
You
Teflon. Yeah, this
know,
guy,
was
this,
that, I mean,
no, yeah, no, this guy's not Teflon at all. I mean, you know, it's interesting, this back to this being an anarchist, right? An anarchist. You know, he recently married this woman that he's been with for like 8 years because she was pregnant and now they have these children. So, you know, if he was really a the bad boy, wouldn't I don't think he would have done that. I mean, he really, it's interesting because he really does see himself as a role model. And here he has this whole 8-1 unconscious, but that, you know, he's really quite cognizant of his persona and that there's children that look up to him and, you know, that what he's doing, he
Well,
certainly isn't like Tiger Woods in that. He thinks, I mean, he is not the poster boy, you know, for this open solar plex, which is just like Tiger Woods in that it's completely open.
no activation, so very cool. Now with that open splenic center, you know, survival, not really feeling that you're going to make it, or the things you need to do to survive. But I think, you know, that seventh gate third line, okay, so that's the anarchist, but the third line, you know, it's that trial and error discovery of, hey, what am I comfortable in? And kids, I'm a role model, and I have this leadership, this sense of, you're made a leader, and so that you kind of grow into these roles, I think. And I remember seeing him in a commercial with Tiger Woods and Derek
Wasn't
Jeter, I think, the three of them for some razor blade. And
Well, he and Tiger made friends, and it's interesting because they do, I think, have, you know, there's obviously they're at a level in the sports world that, you know, that's
Oh, and
comparable,
looking at him and saying, okay, what kind of person is this as far as a tennis player applying himself? I mean, 47th gate, first line up in his Ajna, eradicate negative influences. You look down here, the 39th gate, fifth line, single-minded. And this is a manifesting generator. This is somebody, what, 43rd gate, second line, dedicated to action, about mental habits, unique mental habits. 11th gate, second line, rigor.
Right, and it's all being fueled out of this 14, right? I mean, the 14 too about management, investing in experience, right? Because that's one of the things that you really see. You know, over time he's gotten better and better. The 14-5 on the unconscious side, that line of arrogance, right? Although, you know, people don't really see him. You know, he doesn't come across as this arrogant person, but I think that 14-5 and also this pessimism, the 13-3, the best can never be achieved. I think, though, those are real drivers and motivators within him, right? To be the best that he can
Well,
be,
this
right?
first south node, 60th gate, sixth line, rigid.
Mm-hmm.
About the limitations, the 18-3, the zealot, the obsession to clean house. So I think he would actually watch films and see what he doesn't like about his serve, what needs to be changed. I need to stop that behavior. I need to start, on the tennis court. Now,
He's also a real philanthropist. I mean, he's one of the leading people, putting together. You know, I think one of the, big tennis matches was happening when Haiti was happening, right? And getting people together. You know, I mean, he's like a spokesperson for, various organizations. So service is also, a real important
I think I
part.
saw service
You
somewhere
know.
in his
The eight too, example at a price because it's in the negative.
Oh,
But again, it's
right.
part of, I think it's
Right.
part of, as a role model, there are just, these things that, some of them do, I think, personally cost him. There's a lot of, kvetching right now because he hasn't done as well and he's had a couple of these meltdowns, he cried at the Australian Open because he lost, right? These kinds of things that are very uncharacteristic, and they're saying, oh, it's all this pressure from being married and having these children. And it's interesting, he doesn't have any tribal definition. So I think, I do think that this is probably a very challenging time in his life,
Oh, I
this
think for anyone,
transition, you know.
this Saturn return, this Saturn phase, aside from having all the six lines that he does, it's that, and as an athlete, I mean, 30 years old, whatever the sport, whether it's basketball or something, baseball, that you have had to develop other ways of winning because younger people are coming up who have more energy, more endurance. I thought that
Well, and
was
it's
interesting. First gate, fifth line, endurance.
right. Well, and the fact that, this 7-3 and this looking forward, his cross, the Sphinx. I mean, he's somebody that's projecting into the future. So, projecting into the future, at this age, he's had back problems. I mean, it's just he's probably, who knows if he's at the top, and it's just downhill,
Well, 46 gate. I mean, what I like too is a that 56-6, which is honesty and expression,
Expression, right.
and the 46-6, integrity. And he also has the 46 gate third line, which is a practical approach to good fortune. So it could be, that third line realizing, well, I'm not going to be playing tennis at that level. So I have to have a different approach, a different kind of beat going on in my life. And it's a transition time, so breakdowns and things like that.
Yeah, and based on his personality and what this chart kind of shows, one would guess that, he's going to be one of these athletes that makes a graceful departure,
No, I
you
like
know?
him, his energy, what I've seen of him. He seems, I mean, we don't know each other socially, is what I mean. Well, and you know, we're out of time once again, Teresa.
Oh, well, that's so sad, but
I think we should say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.